the OPW must step up to the mark. And I think the main thing that they have to do is engage with the council, engage with National Parks and Wildlife, and most of all, engage with the local community, engage with the landowners, engage with the people that live in that area, because they have some vital information in relation to the movement of those tides, the movement of the sand. They live there, they see it every day of the week, every day of the year, and I think it's important now that the OPW don't keep washing their hands of this, that they come up here, they meet with the council, they meet with the all the relevant bodies, and especially that they take and meet with the local community as well, and give them an opportunity to give their opinion, because that could be vital and how we could manage the erosion here in the show.
And unless action is taken, it's going to be too late at some stage.
Well, there's no doubt about that. The report, and you would have seen the report itself, it is saying that, you know, over the next 15, 20, 25 years, if the erosion keeps going the way it is at Lag, that another 40, 50 metres could easily be taken away. That would be detrimental for that whole area and for, you know, the future of the of Lag Chapel and the future of that whole area, and detrimental to the farming community that farm that area. So people have to stand up and be counted. There's no point in waiting for something to happen that's never going to happen, and we have to make sure that the OPW or the National Parks and Wildlife and the council all step up to the mark here, because we've been talking about this and talking about this and talking about this, but nothing is happening. No one is taking us on. The OPW are just, pardon the pun, sticking their head in the sand. Just not good enough. And I think the time has come where they have to step up to the mark here. Minister O'Donovan must meet with the local authority, and we must come up with some types of solutions that help